Audacity. Who gave you attitude? It could be a parting of the ways for MP Asset Michael and the governing Antigua Barbuda Labour Party, unless that is, they can overcome their differences. And more in this edition of the Caribbean News Roundup, coming right up. In Antigua, parliamentarian Asset Michael says he has been forced to consult with his legal team to protect his right as a member of the governing party and the constituency he represents. Michael was responding to the General Secretary of the Antigua and Barbuda Labour Party, Mary Claire Hurst, who warned him on Friday that the assistance of law enforcement personnel could be sought to remove him if he showed up at future ABLP meetings. Observer Radio News explained in a report on Sunday why MP Michael is being read the Riot Act.
On Friday, Hurst issued the letter to the MP telling him that he was no longer welcomed at the party meetings and that he would be escorted off the property of the party's headquarters since he would be trespassing. The letter stated that Michael was no longer, quote, eligible to attend because of several hostile lawsuits he brought against the General Secretary and the party's tribunal in the High Court. The letter was copied to party leader Prime Minister Gaston Braun and chair of the ABLP EP Chet Green. Meanwhile, the St. Peter MP has since responded in a letter that was copied to the ABLP political leader and chairman. Michael said while he is unsure as to what the legal course would be, he is not in any way intimidated by the, quote, bully tactics outlined in the letter, end quote. Michael wrote that he's compelled to remind his colleagues of the burning desire to get his legal challenges settled in an amicable way in keeping with the comradeship and the historic oneness of the organization. The embattled MP also stated that in recent times, the party members have departed from the comradeship, which is detrimental to the organization. He said it is for this reason he will continue to bring actions in the court to hold all accountable.
A contamination of the anointed. That is how a member of the clergy has described the actions of Dr. Kevin O. Smith. He is the man at the center of police investigations following a deadly Sunday, October 17, night ritual in Albion, St. James, Jamaica. CVM News reports that Smith, along with two other members, remains in custody pending further investigation.
A lot has unfolded since Sunday night's deadly sacrament at the Pathway International Kingdom Restoration Ministries in St. James. And still much remains shrouded in mystery. Two people died as a result of what is believed to be a sacrificial ritual. Various stories are being circulated by members of the group. But Bishop Dalton Collins of Faith International Harvest Church in Trelawney is of the view that the leader, Dr. Kevin O. Smith's faith, became contaminated.
The anointing became corrupted. I think in a practical sense, this could strongly be the case. Started off humbly, started off good, but got corrupted because people saw him and elevated him as Lord till he felt he was the maker and creator of things to happen.
Bishop Collins says acts of this nature under the guise of religion may have a negative impact on people's faith.
There should be a structure for those that are called to be leaders. In fact, Paul said, you can't give a novice, appoint him as a bishop. You can't put power in a child's hand to lead a congregation. So these people have got to understand who is leading them. Find out who they are. What are their backgrounds? What are their training? Where are they coming from? Before you just follow a sign or a miracle.
Meanwhile, a voice recording of a female who is allegedly a member of the group has been making rounds on social media. In the recording, the member appears to be in defense of her leader.
But now listen to everything you hear and believe, because sometimes people run with the wrong story and people say the wrong things and people accuse people wrongfully. But what I'm saying is that we have no answer for what takes place. I was there part of what, in the last part, in the evening, what happened. But all I know is I see mystery and I see God in action, what I witness. How can you stand, sit down one place and one soldier, police, military, 100 gunshot go at you one time and not one shot touch the man of God? That is mystery. That's all me have to say. What happened is it is not spiritual. It is a demonic attack from some maroon people when care come the Saturday night.
Amid public scrutiny, the member affirms her support for the man she calls Bishop.
Just pray for him, so they may do Jesus and he may come out victorious. So we have to suffer with him and reign with him. Now, so I go.
Robian Williams for CVM Live.
The police must also be blamed for the workings of under-pressure cult-like church, Pathways International Kingdom Restoration Ministries, one former member insists. The Observer newspaper quotes the ex-member as saying that police continually disregarded reports made about the untoward practices of the institution, which involved stripping young women, girls, and shaving their genitalia before leader Kevin Smith could anoint them and pray for their healing. According to the former member, who was a part of Pathways for only 1 month and a half in 2020, the rationale for nudity was Adam and Eve. God created them naked, so no one should be wearing clothes. He told the Jamaica Observer, quote, "It was widely accepted by a lot of people that it was so. A mother and a daughter came in one Sunday and he called them up and sent for the olive oil that he wanted to anoint her, but couldn't do so because they were wearing clothes. The mother objected because her daughter was having her menstrual period and he had absolutely no qualms about it. He told her to take it off and in the presence of everybody there and this young girl, maybe 16 or 17, had to undress with her pad being shown in her panty, and he went about anointing this girl naked." He added, "There was one particular young lady where he came and told one of his bearers to bring his electric shear, and she was shaved by another female right in front of everybody, no hair. He wanted to see everything that was down there. He was taking the shame away from her." The man, taken aback by what happened, told the Sunday Observer that the straw which broke the camel's back was when his wife and three daughters were being pressed to do the same thing. "I objected and left," he said. "I was invited to be a part of something different, something new, and I went, but that was it for me. I made a report to the Freeport Police in Montego Bay about what was taking place in the church. I left my name, my contact number. I gave my business name, my business number. Nobody came, nobody called, nobody said anything at all." End quote. Consequently, he blamed the police for the recent deaths that occurred on the compound as a result of occult practices. He said, "The police failed. People had given them information. They could have acted earlier, especially when it came to the abuse of children. There were adults frolicking in front of children in the nude. Some things that happened, some things that I saw. It's just unbelievable. The police are now taking credit for doing something when people have lost their lives. They could have done something from last February. They didn't do anything at all. They did nothing in relation to the people who reported what they saw and heard. Other people made complaints and they did nothing at all," he said. The key suspect in the Haitian president's killing was nabbed in Jamaica. TVJ News had this report on the arrest.
News of the shocking development in the murder case of deceased Haitian President Jovenel Moïse. The key suspect was nabbed in Jamaica. The Jamaica Constabulary Force has confirmed that the man, who says he's Colombian, was arrested on immigration breaches. Prince Moore has the details.
TVJ News has been informed that the man was held during an operation in Manchester. He has reportedly been in custody for more than a week. A report published online by the Miami Herald newspaper identified the suspect as Mario Palacios, a former Colombian military officer. The Jamaica Constabulary Force said the man became the suspect of an Interpol red notice. A red notice is issued for a fugitive wanted either for prosecution or to serve a sentence. It is a request to law enforcement worldwide to locate and provisionally arrest a person pending extradition, surrender, or similar legal action. Haitian police had reported that former Colombian soldiers made up the hit squad that stormed Mr. Moise's private residence in the middle of the night on July 7, yelling that their presence was part of a U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration operation. They gained access to the home. Moise was tortured and shot multiple times, while his wife Martine was seriously injured. None of the president's security detail was killed or injured. 44 people have been arrested in connection with the assassination, including 18 Colombians and 3 Haitian Americans who lived in South Florida. Prince Moore, TVJ News.
St. Lucians urged to stay home for June Equiol, as HTS News Force reports.
Roulez tabou, mangez bon, écoutez bon musique, Equiol. The 2021 edition of June Equiol, like last year past, will be a low-key affair for St. Lucians to enjoy at home because of the pandemic.
I will really miss the traditional June Equiol with large crowds and music and performances and drumming and all of those kinds of things. But we will have to get creative. This year, we'll have to get creative because certainly the restrictions on mass crowd events will remain in place.
Minister for Health and Cultural Maestro Moses Moussa Jean-Baptiste hopes an awakening of creativity will mark this year's celebration, despite the constraints of COVID-19.
Those who wish may put the activities on social media so that we can see probably some bamboo bursting and some cooking of some green fig and spinach and some local food and some drumming and so on without the mass gatherings. It's challenging.
And that's the Caribbean News Roundup for today, Monday, October 25th. I am Ken Richards. Thanks for listening.